Go for it. Go for it. No intro music this time. Didn't have my phone hooked up to it.
What does that say?
It said there was a thing where you could drop a marker, I guess, for editing it.
Drop a marker for like when you start it?
It said, yeah, it just said on there. I don't know how this thing works.
We're still figuring this thing out anyways.
12 plus hours, dude.
I don't have the TV's not on. Nothing's on. But we're just kind of here hanging out.
TV's coming on now.
Nobody
I had to fucking work today. This is Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, Sunday. Bullshit. Hagen's working on Sundays.
And Saturday. Off tomorrow for some ungodly reason.
I'm off tomorrow as well.
You work for the county. What do you mean you're off on a Monday?
When you go out and get hammered.
I start 4:10 Tuesday.
Lucky bastard.
6 to 4:30.
Damn, so you're going to be working...
Those are good hours, dude.
Tuesday through Friday.
And then I'll have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday
off?
Yeah.
Daggone.
That's nice.
Okay.
Jesse, you had that B schedule, Monday through Thursday.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love that schedule so much.
My old job.
And I'm fixing to go back to it.
Dude, my old job had me, the other contractor, Golden Eagle, had me Sunday through Thursday. That was a good one.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't mind working Sunday, to be honest. But working Saturday is terrible, dude, because especially if it's like during whenever football season starts, college football, I hate working on Saturdays because I'm literally sitting there barely watching while I'm driving because I got my phone hooked up right here watching, just switching between college football games all day while I'm out delivering boxes. I'm about to crash the truck through somebody's house.
We're going to find you in the fireplace of somebody's house one day.
Yeah.
Tennessee was on. Couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I spent all week building panels, these back panels.
So you're done with the EMT or whatever, the conduit,
Oh, yeah,
right?
The conduit. Yeah, we finished that little, what's it called, concession stand. We finished that, did a little bit of small work down there that was left, a little bit of wire pulling, but nothing
much. They got a concession stand in that business?
No, there's a concession stand at a school in Winfield County. That's what we were working on.
Okay.
We did conduit for these little baseboard heaters and stuff that are like around the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to run conduit in between each of those and then put little relays on them to where we could send it a control signal and turn the heater on.
Yeah.
So I finished all that. All that's done. We did the football building for the same school, finished that. And then they had me come into the shop. I spent all week at the shop. Building back panels for the downtown TVA complex, the one that I actually hired in and started and kind of took over.
Yeah.
So I built big. I've still got three massive panels to build, but I built 5 out of the 8, and I've got 3 more really big ones to build. I'm fixing to get shipped back off to downtown TVA.
Dude, is that your Monday through Thursday you were talking about? Hell yeah.
The first 2 years of my career here, that's where I was, getting trained and learning and working with the TVA
guys.
You
were in that building over there while I was on that lady's roof, like right down the street.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, can I see you from here? Yep. You'll see me on this gigantic-ass roof over here. Those houses are huge over there.
Yeah.
That job scared the shit out of me, doing gutters. Dude, no ropes or nothing. You just pull up at somebody's house. Put the ladder up and you just walk across the roof and shit. I remember my first day on that job, we were on top of that church over there behind TVFCU in Fort O, doing the gutters for that church, you know, by Stevenson Park.
Yeah.
That was my
first
day.
Yeah, down there by Gilbert Stevenson's. Yeah.
That was my first day. And I got up there on that roof and I was scared shitless, dude. I was like, ugh.
There's nothing like being on a roof, I'm telling you. Especially if it's a steep grade.
Dude, the scariest one I've ever done where I was like holding on to the side of the building like while I was doing this or on the side of the roof was we were up on Signal Mountain and this house was right off the bluff and we had to hang one piece of gutter looking straight down like a 250-foot drop down like you know, like off the bluff.
Off the side of the mountain?
Yeah, basically. And I was like holding that piece of gutter and I was like, okay, slowly get the drill out.
Run yourself tapper in there. Lay down, take a deep breath, shit your shorts. Yeah. I've only ever been on one roof that actually scared me, and that was over at Papaw's place. He had like this, it was a 60-degree
metal roof incline.
No, it was no metal roof. It was still shingles, but it was so steep. I mean, if you were to put your feet flat on it, you would just fall down. You had to like stand on the tips of your toes and use your hands to kind of just maneuver around. He had his fireplace was falling off the house. So he had to get up there and like pull the fireplace back up, re-anchor it, put new shingles in. And I just remember him standing down there in the yard by the bird bath, just looking at me on the roof going, "Don't fall off there. I'm not taking you to the hospital."
Yeah. Dude, that was, this is probably partially the reason why I'm still kind of retarded. Was yeah. Because I fell off that, speaking of a metal roof, I fell off of like a 25-foot roof. It was in the morning, and you know in the morning in the winter, it's like all dewy on the roof.
Yeah.
I was up there like trying to measure for a piece of gutter. Dude, I just slipped. And then slid all the way down that shit, landed, blasted my head on the ground and everything. Got back up, kept working though.
Damn.
And that dude, and that house was in Chickamauga. That dude said that this house must be on like an Indian burial ground or something. Because a Mexican dude fell off inside, that they were redoing the inside for something. He was on a ladder inside like painting or something. Fell off the top of that ladder, dude. Busted his head open, had to go to the hospital and shit. Another dude, same, this is the third incident. I was the third incident, but the first incident that happened, somebody was in a skid steer and just ran over somebody's foot, dude, and cut it in half in a skid steer.
Jesus. That all same for house. One house.
Yeah.
God.
And that dude that was running it was like, dude, this house is like on an Indian burial.
It's cursed. Or something. That's all it is. It's just cursed.
There's somebody's haunting it that used to live there.
I mean, hell, that's just like Pat Paul's place. Oh, you could stand on his back porch and look. The property just drops down, turns into a field, and then goes back up the ridge. On the top of the ridge.
This one's
cemetery.
This was your
papa's. No, that's my granddad.
Okay.
My grandpa. My papa was on my mom's side. He passed away, two years ago. 2 years ago now?
In June of 23.
Yeah, they've got a cemetery. Like, you can see it from the back porch.
Oh, so they live here too?
No, they live over there in
the valley.
Tiftonia.
Yeah.
Lookout Valley.
My grandma lives
out on Cache Canyon Road out there.
Yeah, that was the discovery, how we figured out, well, not really just the other day, but I talked to my mom about it, how our families have been connected, or our mom's side have been connected forever.
Yeah. That side of the family has been connected forever.
I mean, the McNabs and
McNabs and whatever her maiden name is.
My mom grew up different one, because my grandmother was kind of a hoe.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Hate it for them. Yeah, because my mom grew up in a damn trailer park down there at Tiftona.
It may have been one my granddad owned. Probably. My papa owned.
Yeah.
He's got one that he passed to my mother. When he passed away. I don't think...
There's a backstory to that, but we do not want to get into that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in. I don't know.
Family drama.
Oh, my God.
Really battling over it.
I wouldn't doubt it that there's a lot of drama about that. That it was passed to my mom, and I don't think my mom wants it. I think her plan was to just sell it.
Mom wanted it. Mom wanted the trailer park. She wanted it.
In past tense, then there's details I'm missing. Nanny may have sold it to somebody already like she did everything else.
Yeah. The same shit happened to my great-grandmother, Opal. Same kind of situation where, like, she had Alzheimer's and shit, and the deed ended up somehow. She ended up signing all of her shit to somebody, to Ricky. All that shit.
That's another thing I want to bring up. You know, Papaw's boat?
Yeah, the aluminum one. For sale?
Yep.
Ah! He found it. There it is. What was that, on eBay or something? Facebook?
Facebook Marketplace.
Good Lord.
Whose is it?
Our Papaw's boat.
But who's selling it?
My nanny.
Hell
for,
yeah.
You know, I guess clothes money or something.
Yeah.
It's trying to support Nicholas.
He's in jail and they're not letting him out.
You know what she's trying to do? Post bond.
How much is his bond? It's probably ridiculous, ain't it?
It's ridiculous.
It's like, probably $25,000, $30,000.
Dude, just like, if he stays in there, he'll get his time cut. Like, don't count.
He's got like 10 to 15 years.
There is no good behavior on his end.
No.
He doesn't care.
He does not give two flying.
MacBeast 29.
Yeah, he does not care. His life will be spent in the prison system.
In and out.
And constantly.
Yeah.
Has been since he was younger than us.
Yeah. Oh, younger so he was juvenile shit, too.
Yeah, 15, 16 years old.
Back then.
dealing weed, getting in fights,
dealing guns.
Weed, you know, dealing guns.
Yeah.
You know, he's just been in and out all his life. That's all he knows.
Yeah. That sounds like my cousin's baby daddy, Blake. He's in federal prison. I think I told you about that, didn't I? Where he kidnapped that fucking drug addict or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just been in and out.
You know, that kind of stuff just blows me away. Who wants to spend their life in the prison system like that?
We're paying for it. Or tax money. Taking care of people like that. Remember Trump the other day was like, and these people that keep going in and out of jail, we should find a way to deport them too.
Yeah.
Did you hear him say that shit the other day?
The people that are constantly causing trouble and going out here and starting fights and robbing places and doing
shit.
And won't stop.
Yeah.
They're better off either dead or gone.
Yeah. Now,
that's just
send them somewhere else.
Send them somewhere else. Of course, you know, who's going to want them? Mexico? Oh, look.
They send us all
We're invading Mexico right now.
They send all of our... They send all those other countries send us all their fucking criminals. We can send some of ours over
there.
We need
to send some of ours out. Show them what a real criminal is.
Yeah. That's American criminal, dude.
An American criminal? I don't know. Other countries are pretty bad, dude.
Like Brazil, have you seen those videos? Yeah. And the cartel videos of them doing crazy stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, people like that. It just blows me away that people like that exist. Like, what ultimate goal are you after? You're just constantly causing trouble.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Conflict.
Money. The root of all evil.
Yeah.
If that's all you're after, then yeah, I guess you do some pretty dark things.
Yeah. Well, if you're making it. Like Pablo Escobar, didn't they say he was like Forbes top 10 richest of all time at one point?
He was so rich that our government is looking for him, and he posed for a selfie in front of the White House.
He did.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's how rich he was. He was so clandestine and rich, and we were looking for him, and he's just outside the White House with his son just...
Is it
posed for a picture?
Ain't that movie American Made with Tom Cruise about that whole situation?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
The one where we were funding the Contras versus the Sandinistas with drug money under the Clinton administration.
Mm.
There was like some kind of coup going on in South America, and Tom Cruise is in the movie. And we're trying to fund both sides of the war, and we're also running coke at the same time back up to America to fund that said like civil war that we're... funding down there in South America. And well, Tom Cruise, that's whenever, have you seen that clip of Tom Cruise in that movie where he gets arrested in Arkansas and he's in the jailhouse or the courthouse or whatever, and he's telling everybody, he's like, I'm going to walk out of here because Bill Clinton knew that he was going to do
that. Oh, that's what that clip's from. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to buy all y'all a brand new BMW or something like that.
He was the one that was funding. He was the one that was running the coke back and forth. From to fund that war versus the Contras versus the Sandinistas somewhere in South America.
No shit.
And we were running the CIA. It was a CIA op, obviously. They were running the coke back and forth, and that was based on a real dude. And then after dude got exposed and all that stuff, he ended up getting shot, of course. And then speaking of that, another one. You know the Ian Carroll one. You know the I did not know this about the JFK thing was, a lot of the witnesses. The eyewitnesses, the people that like knew stuff about the whole JFK situation
died.
Dude, died and like randomly, and they were talking about how much of a coincidence.
Well, yeah, it was like one in a million.
There's like zero.
One in a million chance for all of those people to die the way that they did. Cars parked on train tracks, heart attacks,
yeah,
drownings.
Hillary Clinton got started early.
When I heard that, I was like, man, that's nuts.
I didn't know that many people died in that whole situation.
They just started killing people that had seen one too many bullets, I guess.
And then I guess people that like knew. And you know, he was also talking about the reason they wanted Nixon out was because he knew the whole backstory of the JFK thing.
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about it, and that's why they ran that whole, Watergate, you're spying on people and all this stuff to get him out of there.
When I heard that, man, I was like, are you serious?
It all makes sense, dude.
They framed Nixon, and I just went, oh, my God. Granted, he wasn't a great guy.
I have no clue.
Granted, he wasn't a great guy, but...
Who is a good guy in politics, though? You got to give him that.
Nobody.
I think RFK and Trump are... Dude, Trump's just always doing the most sketchy shit, dude, sometimes. And I'm
Trump is very, very borderline. I don't know whether to think that he's corrupt or he serious. He
rides that line.
Yeah, he's right there on the line.
Like, he'll do something where you're like, huh?
And just then, like the border. And it's then a single wall that just says, oh, he could be on either side.
Yeah, dude, he does some shit where you're like, huh, really? And then he'll do some shit where you're like, hell yeah, dude. I'm glad you done that shit. Yeah.
I mean, how else do you handle it?
Yeah.
How else do you handle it? Could you imagine being the president of the United States and then with the story that you have? Oh, that, my God, that just reminds me. In that same podcast, Joe Rogan and Ian, they were talking about the yacht that
Ghislaine Maxwell's father was thrown off of.
He owned and had all the cameras and stuff in it and used it to blackmail people. Yeah. Trump bought that yacht.
I did not know that. I think he bought that yacht. Yeah.
What does he need with that?
What's he doing with that?
Here's the thing, too, with Trump and the Epstein stuff. You know, Trump was like the king of, Miss America, right? He ran all the Miss America pageants. And that would be like a streamline, because Epstein was involved with a dude from Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
Les Wexner. That dude I was telling you about. They gave all that money to Ohio State. Yep. Fuck them, dude. Go Vols. Mm-hmm. So they were using that and Abercrombie and Fitch to get like young boys and girls.
Yeah.
That was their whole shit.
That was their entire ring.
So I'm wondering, do you think he ever tried to get Trump to get, you know, the young ones for Miss America?
Anything's possible. Of course.
Allegedly.
Anything's possible. I mean, that just blows me away. Because
it makes sense if he would do that. But
that reminds me. I just went to the mall the other day. Yeah. I say the other day. It's been probably a month ago now. A woman and I went out. We were just buying her some clothes and stuff. And I noticed Abercrombie and Fitch not in the mall anymore.
Remember whenever all that stuff came out? Do you think they went out of business?
I don't know. I've never bought. I mean, I had Abercrombie and Fitch stuff when I was a kid, but I've not actually physically bought anything from them.
That store is so gay. I hate the way it smells. I hate the way it looks.
They're not in the mall anymore because I looked for them and I went, well, that's kind of curious that they're gone.
That was like one of the main stores in there, too.
Yeah, they're gone. They're not there anymore. So I wonder if, you know, maybe there was some background information going on there and they just fizzled away.
Like Toys R Us.
What was Toys R Us involved
with? I don't know. No shit. Well, hell, Big Lots is going out of business, too.
Big Lots went bankrupt like 10 years ago.
They said they're shutting the one down in Fort Oak.
They're shutting their last one. That one's already been down.
It's down? I swear.
Out there at the end where like 27 and Rossville Boulevard start and all that.
They built another one next to the jump park.
Yeah, they moved locations. Yeah. You know where the old Kmart was?
Yeah, I know where the old Kmart was.
That got transformed into a trampoline park.
Yeah.
And then Kmart or Big Lots moved right back right beside them.
Dude, the worst thing they took from us...
I thought Big Lots went out of business years ago.
In Porto, I have a business idea, too. Because I bet you it was a... I don't know if was it didn't make a shitload of money. No, it was mine. But, you know, there used to be a bowling alley on at the end of Battlefield Parkway.
Yeah. It wasn't Lucky Strikes. It wasn't Lucky Strikes.
Then the roller skating rink.
Liberty Falls. That's Lucky Strikes. I don't remember what it was called.
I would bowl all the time if they still had that, dude.
Bro, we went there all the time when we was kids. You remember?
Dude, I loved that place.
Yeah.
Now you got to go all the way out
right there by the crystals and that gas station out there at the end of it. Yeah. We used to go there all the time.
I loved that place. Now it's literally just flat ground.
That's another thing. The roller skating rink is still there.
In Fort O?
Yeah.
That's right. It was right there, next to the bowling place, wasn't
down
it?
Down and to the left a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Damn.
And it's packed sometimes.
I don't know if I ever went in that one. I went to the one out there once or twice. Gun Barrel. I went to the rolling rink out there.
I can't fucking roller skate.
I was like 11. Oh, man. I've never busted my ass so many times.
I went ice skating last, like, 5 years ago. And I ended up, because I can't skate worth a shit. And I was trying to stop and ended up just plowing over this little girl that was just standing there. And I was like, I can't stop again. And her parents were standing right there. And I was like, I'm so sorry, dude. Yeah. I had to get out of there.
Yeah, I had bloody elbows, bloody knees. I had hit so many people. Like, I can't roller skate for the life. It's not for me.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd probably die if I ever went skiing.
Did you go work at Sonic and just roll around outside? My cousin.
Or Route 44 Ocean Water, just fall down in front of somebody's car.
All over the hood.
All over the hood. Jalapeno poppers everywhere.
And then you just pop up and you go, you're going to give me a tip?
Yeah, $5 tip.
What? I remember you playing airsoft for the longest
time. I played airsoft like I was a dedicated Marine operator. Man, I loved
it. I remember that was in middle school.
My AR, or assault rifle, my airsoft assault rifle is still hanging in the closet right there.
Really?
Yeah, that tan one that come like, you know, metal and all the actual attachments.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was the best gun I ever got. It's still, it's hanging right there.
Good deal.
I played airsoft like crazy.
I remember you playing airsoft for the longest amount of time.
Did you ever go to any of those huge events?
Oh, man.
With, like, hundreds of people.
Oh, man.
What did they call it? Like, conquest? It was basically like Battlefield, right?
Yeah, it was essentially conquest.
And you talked about this, these, like, two dudes that were snipers or something that would just sit in the top of a tree somewhere for, like, 4 hours.
Top of a tree or up on the mountain or in the second story of a building somewhere. I remember the first time that I ever got to experience an RPG in airsoft. I had never experienced one before. Do you remember Drennan Harrington?
Yeah.
Drennan Harrington, Eli Darger.
I remember him,
Matthew, I don't remember his last name. No, it was not Heaps.
Thomas Crooks.
Matthew, no. I don't remember. I don't remember his last name. Anyways, we had went and played at this place called High Point Airsoft. It was over in Chickamauga, Georgia.
Yeah.
And, man, we got there, and I'm decked out in a ghillie suit. I've got my AR with me. Eli, you know, the airsoft sniper rifle
The L96A1?
Eventually made its way back down here. Yeah, it's in there leaned up by the back door.
Yeah.
An L96 with upgraded springs and all that shot 40 gram BBs. He let me use that day because I was in the ghillie suit and he wanted my AR. Motherfucker, we're on the second story of this little they would slap up these buildings in the middle of the woods with just like OSB, you know, just wood paneling and stuff. And it kind of looked like Nuketown.
You know,
they had like an old beat down truck parked there that was rusted up and stuff. It looked like a little town out in the middle of the woods with big woods surrounding it that was in kind of like a bowl. And I'm in the second story of this building with Drennan Harrington. And I'm kind of like sitting up against the wall with that sniper rifle in my hand. And from the other building, you know, the other Nuketown window, we just have this constant. Somebody's over there with a minigun. He had a car battery on his chest and a 5-gallon bucket of BBs hanging off his back and a minigun just at his waist, just unloading into the window. We sat there for probably 10, 15 minutes waiting on this motherfucker to run out of ammo, and he didn't run out of ammo. And I just, oh my God. And I'm sitting here just staring at Drennan, and he's staring at me, and it's about the length of this room. I'm just sitting there staring at him. And we're just, you know, BBs dropping everywhere, falling everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm just, God almighty. And as I'm looking at him, through the window comes a flashbang. what we called them a hornet's nest. Because when they landed, they would explode, make your ears ring, and send BBs in every direction. So here comes, and it comes through the window, bounces off of Drennan's helmet, because he had like a tack helmet on.
Yeah.
Bounces off of his helmet, hits the floor, blinds both of us. I've got BBs hitting every inch of my body. This minigun is still just BBs going everywhere, and I'm just looking at him. We flashbanged. God, and I find my way to the stairs, and I'm looking down the stairs, got my pistol out, and I'm looking around. I'm like, where the fuck are they? And I stood up. And when I stood up, in that window where the guy was with the minigun, stands a guy with an RPG. And he just, doof! And this fucking this ball comes and just hits me right in the chest. And it's like this little, I don't even know it, like a gel ball full of BBs.
Yeah.
Hit me in the chest. Boom! There was probably 10,000 BBs. Exploded and just, it sounded like it was raining. And I just hit the ground. Oh, my God. Looked over at Drennan. And I just. Look, my sniper rifle's laying on the ground. The scope's next to it. Not even on the rifle anymore because I dropped it when I fell. Man, I used to love doing that. Oh, yeah, shit. We played airsoft like crazy.
I would rather play paintball.
I couldn't stand paintball.
Why?
It was just the difference in people, I guess. The people that played paintball were just assholes.
Never just trying to go hard as possible.
They were just going hard. I mean, it was like skill-based matchmaking. You just could not. You could
people
not.
Diving, sprinting
they
off
were
the side.
Just going hard as hell. They were just turning the frogs gay, and I just couldn't do it. I could not do paintball. I could not stand paintball. But airsoft had a little bit more...
Relax.
Everybody, you know, occasionally you would find a cheater that wouldn't call his shots and blah, blah, blah. But there was more of an honor system in airsoft. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You need to watch Garen Thumb play airsoft.
Grand Thumb? It's Grand Thumb.
Yeah, Garen Thumb, Garen, whatever.
Grand Thumb.
There's some British dude on YouTube. I've seen a couple of his videos where he snipes people.
Yeah. That motherfucker could disappear.
Yeah. He was like standing and there's somebody that just walks up like right next to him and he just goes.
Yeah. Just or a whole squad of guys. Yeah. I've watched that guy. Hooler, something? I can't remember.
Hooligan.
It's not Hooligan.
No.
Oh, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've watched several of his videos. But yeah, I loved airsoft. That was... I miss playing that.
I remember playing it out here in the field with you.
Oh, yeah. Every one of my birthdays that I had when I was a kid, we would just come over here and play airsoft. I can remember that was the very first time that I ever got a BB lodged in my ear.
I did that one time.
Dakota Hilly was over here. Do you remember Dakota Hilly? Yeah. I had Dakota Hilly and Hunter Kirk.
He's fat as hell now. I seen him at my sister's graduation. So yeah. I guess his sister was graduating. Dude, he's got a ponytail. Dakota, yeah, he's got a ponytail down to his ass, and he's like at least 400 pounds.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Last.
Because I recognized his face. I looked at him. I was like, whoa, dude.
No kidding.
He's totally different looking dude.
The last I saw of Dakota Hilly, he was working at
That axe throwing place.
Yeah, craft axe throwing. And
well, he worked for his dad forever. His dad's the owner of ABC Towing here in town.
I know.
Daniel
Hilly. Why wouldn't he want to do that?
He didn't work for his dad.
Oh, is his dad like...
His dad's
Dallas shit. Does.
Domineering and shit.
His dad's a piece of shit. Dallas. From what I remember. You know, from my childhood.
From what he told us. Or from what he told me. Did you ever... I never met him.
His dad?
No.
Oh, man. We used to go over there and spend time. Like, I would go hang out at his house, stay the night at his house. Like, we just hung out together. His mom and my mom knew each other pretty well.
Yeah.
So they used to hang out.
I knew Dallas.
I was just about to bring up that one time we were
pretty personal information that created our families to fall apart. I'm not going to put that on the podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. That was it. This hill right here, where me and you started that gigantic fire, and then just went inside and played Call of Duty. And your dad comes in here, opens the door, and he's like, "Y'all almost burned down the whole damn hill because the fire."
I don't remember that,
dude. The fire started creeping up the hill and just was like going way up
what
the hill.
What were we burning?
Two retards just decided to build a gigantic fire. I remember that. I was like, dude, you want to build a fire? You were like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then it just slowly just
goes
started,
up
it
the
was
hill.
So big, yeah, it started creeping up the fucking hill. I remember that shit.
Oh, my God, yeah. It seems like I vaguely remember my dad going out there and spraying the hillside down with a water hose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we set the property on fire multiple times. Like, I just set it on fire today. I burned a bunch of leaves out here on the pond and just watched it burn.
Hell yeah. I see those people. Is that what they do if they have leaves on their yard and they try to do like a controlled burn all through their whole yard with the leaves all the way over it?
We do it here. Hell, out there in the bottom just this past year, I raked up all the leaves out and kind of got them into a big pile and burned them. It took hours.
Had the leaf blowers out there.
Yeah, I had the leaf blower out there. Just
I ain't never tried that.
It just makes it just turn into an inferno.
Yeah, you're standing back going, my eyes are fucking burning.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, hell. Around here with all these freaking white oak trees, bro.
There's like so many leaves.
A month into winter, all the leaves just go and just fall. So it's like 3 feet of leaves everywhere. I got to clean that shit up. I just cleaned up the front yard the other day. Had so many leaves out there. Like, right there by them cross ties that are by the driveway. Yeah. It was 2 foot of leaves out there. I had to get the mower out there and clean them motherfuckers up. It'll kill the grass. If you leave them laying there, it'll just kill the grass and just be mud.
Do y'all have to use a tractor basically to mow this whole thing?
I got a mower out there.
Yeah. Do you just drive a lawnmower?
Yeah, just drive a little riding mower around.
Takes a minute though.
John Deere GT235.
Yeah. That's awesome.
A lot of hours spent on a mower.
Dude, Garrett, push mow the whole property, dude.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck that.
No, my dad used to, I don't remember how many acres it was. It was probably 3 or 4. Literally just at the other end of the road here. You go over the hill and it's out there in the woods. And my dad, he push mowed that whole freaking property.
Oh, shit.
The whole thing. Until he finally got a riding mower, you know. But yeah, he did. He push mowed that whole thing. Well, it just blows me away. He had to cut down so many trees to make that yard into a yard, too. There were stumps everywhere. The hell, he's got a scar on his forehead.
My skull's, I believe, is still cracked right here. Still cracked,
yeah.
It's dead center in my head.
From what?
I remember the day. Bro, we had one of them
tree stumps.
We had a freaking pool out in the yard, like one of them inflatable or plastic pools that you could fill up, you know? And I can remember standing in the yard. My mom was sitting on a stump, lathering him up with sunscreen. And I just remember standing there just watching. And she's rubbing him up with sunscreen because he was going to go get in the pool. He's still in diaper, I think. He was still in diapers at the time. Like, he was 4 or 5 years old.
I don't remember.
And he took off a running towards that pool. Tripped, fell, landed on a stump. And that stump went in his head.
Oh, shit.
In his head. And he just laid there just... Because the stump is in his head.
Yeah.
So we had to, like, pull his head off the stump, take him to the hospital. And they just went, oh, yeah, he's fine. And just super glue into his forehead and squeezed his head back together and said, he's fine.
Garrett, dude, you've been through some shit, dude.
You fell off the couch more times than anybody can count.
I fell off the back of the couch, sent my neck down into my collarbone, 3 tree stumps, piece of bamboo.
Yep.
My hand injury.
A lot of head trauma.
Wrecked a Honda 50 into the barn.
Several times. I wrecked it twice the other day.
Yeah, he just wrecked it twice the other day.
I laid that motherfucker over and just went, what the hell?
As you broke the foot brake off.
We don't have brakes on that thing anyways.
True.
What brakes?
There's no brakes on it. It doesn't have brakes.
We literally have to use
the transmission. You got to change gears
if you want to slow down. Yeah, in order to slow down, you have to use the gears.
Yeah.
It's got 3 speeds, here, there, and fucking gone.
Yeah.
And that little bastard will shit it and get it.
Dude, put blinkers on it, put a license plate on it, just make it road legal.
All right, I got to pee. Hang on.
Hold on, pause it.
Good story back from peeing.
Dude, the other morning, our belt manager, she just got married, too. She was flirting with me, and Bobby was like, you can't be flirting with her. She's married. He said... Bobby's a 77-year-old dude, just shows up there, checks all the oil in the trucks, you know?
Yeah.
77, former Marine. He goes, you can't be flirting with her. He said, you need to shave that beard off, though, and you'll get younger women. I said, Bobby, my next girlfriend turns 18 and about next Wednesday. And he just goes,
Dude.
I said, I get him.
Well, you know, I commend you. I commend you for waiting, you know. She's 18.
We should just tell a story about that dude, Nicholas Colquitt, dude, that we used to play Call of Duty with.
Oh, my God. What a disgrace.
I didn't know it was that bad. I thought it was like he was like 18 and it was like a 16-year-old chick, dude. I didn't know that he was banging a middle schooler, like a 12-year-old, while he was a senior in high school.
It just blows me away. I mean, hell, when did we meet him? We met him not long after we met Eric.
Yeah, right? Eric and then Maurice... And Nick was a part of that little group we had playing zombies and shit all the time.
And we played zombies. And
Maurice!
We played Black Ops 2 zombies endlessly with those guys. And Nick was a huge part of the group.
Dude.
I got a couple of his accounts to shotguns on Black Ops 2 for him.
What was it? Like Origins, he would do the same shit every time.
We
would get to like 37 and he would just run off randomly. And we would just die trying to revive him.
He would die every 5 seconds. There was nothing you could do to keep him alive.
And Eric used to smoke cigarettes in his house and rage hard as he could.
Yeah.
Because he was always like, oh, I'm up here on this third. He lived in, like, Washington, D.C., though, didn't he? You remember that?
He lived in Virginia.
Like, right outside of Washington,
D.C. Yeah, right outside of Washington, yeah.
Yeah, so I bet you he lived with his mom in a rich-ass fucking
house. Oh, yeah, it was probably pretty bougie up there.
Just smoked fucking cigarettes inside.
I hadn't talked to him in ages. I mean, hell, I think the last time I played with him, it was like Black Ops 3 Zombies, and I had just got on one day on the PS4 and booted up Shadows of Evil and was playing that, and he joined.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, Jesse, what you doing? I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't played with you in forever. And he's like, yeah, just, you know, been working. I got me a girlfriend now, and I think he had a wife on the way, or they were getting married or something. No, he's not gay.
That dude Eric, dude, I swear I seen on Snapchat he was his gay lover in like fucking Colombia.
Nah, hell no. I think he's got a wife and maybe probably got a kid.
He may have changed his life by now.
Yeah, that just blows me away. Like,
we used to sabotage
him with
the worst
bow. He was the sane one out of the people we had found.
Yeah,
I never even heard from Maurice again after the last time we played.
I have Maurice on Snapchat still.
Really?
To this day. It's literally his name in my Snapchat is literally still Maurice BO3. And he's living a totally different life. On a boat, ton of money. I wonder if he's dealing drugs or something too.
Probably.
Because he's in Chicago. I'm like, dude. I don't know if he... I'm just hoping he's just what he claimed to be back then. Just a union electrician. With gigantic stacks of money like that big. Yeah.
I mean, hell, if you play cards right...
Smoking blunts all the time on his story.
But yeah, Nick just fucking...
Dude, I blocked him on everything after... Because I didn't know it was that bad until my ex-girlfriend looked him up.
I didn't either, and I remember when he finally got out, and he had his PlayStation back, and he wanted to start playing with us again, and like his Black Ops 3 wouldn't work in his PS4.
My ex-girlfriend...
We were already playing PS5, and this motherfucker's like, I still got BO3 on the PS4, yeah. You don't want to play it? And I can remember like adding him back, and being like, yeah, let's play some fucking zombies together. It's about damn time you... And then you told me...
Yeah.
About all the shit, because he did. He got into a serious mess with, like, a very significant minor.
Like, she was, like, 12 or 13. Because Savannah was the one that...
jail.
Savannah was the one that done the research on him. And I was like... Because I thought it was, like, you know, he was a senior. She was, like, a sophomore or something. And it was just strict parents. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I thought it was something like that.
That's what he told us.
Yeah, that's what he told us.
That's what he told us.
Then my ex-girlfriend proceeds...
trouble with a 16-year-old.
My ex-girlfriend proceeds to go do deep research on this shit. And it in the news article, it's like... 12-year-old girl, there was a 14... There was two different chicks. There was a 14-year-old chick. There was a 12-year-old chick. And I'm like, God. And then I talked to him on the phone after he had gotten out. Because that was whenever he was trying to add us back.
Yeah.
He was working at a, what's it called, at a grocery store.
It's like a Publix or something.
Yes.
It? Yeah.
He was working at a grocery store, and he said he had a crush on this chick that worked there. And guess what? The chick was like 15.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, do not do that, dude. Yeah. He's like a serial fucking pedophile, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I had to block him after all that.
The moment you told me about all that stuff, I deleted him off my PlayStation, blocked his number, blocked his Snapchat, blocked everything. Yeah. I just went, I'm not doing it.
And then, he's not going to do it again, I guarantee you. Especially after what he told me right after he got out. He's like, oh, I got a crush on this chick I work with. I'm like, oh, yeah. What is she like? He's like, oh, she's 15. She's a cashier. And I'm like, Nick, dude.
Stop.
You just got out of fucking
prison. Stop. Yeah.
There was a guy.
You almost need to shoot fucking people like that, dude.
Put them in a bag, bury them in the
dirt.
Those
are the ones you need to deport.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a guy that I used to know by the name of Nick. It wasn't the Nick that y'all know, but I used
somebody
to
somebody that I used to know.
Yeah. I played games with him. It was me, my buddy Josh. I still every once in a while talk with Josh, and my buddy Marcus.
Mm.
Us four. It was me, Josh, Marcus, and Nick. We would all play like, what was it? Warzone. Back on the PS4.
MW1?
Yeah.
Like Modern Warfare 19?
Yeah.
God, what a game. What a game. It's not going to save the franchise.
I still won't play it.
We all played that game, and we had some really serious fun with it. And I heard a few things about Marcus that wasn't really that didn't really set well with me. It was kind of the same thing that happened with y'all, the Nick that y'all know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he liked guys.
Hey.
So.
Hey.
Not only guys, he was probably Marcus. Into minor fucking boys.
Too. Oh god. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Like Rambo all over again.
That was Marcus, and then the same thing happened with Nick. But he liked both parties.
That's ridiculous.
It got down to the point where me and Josh cut all communications with Marcus and Nick. Marcus just literally, like last month or so, texted me and said, "Hey man, you want to play some games?" And I said, "No."
You shouldn't even have his number anymore.
On PlayStation. He texted me on PlayStation.
You shouldn't even have his PlayStation gamer tag anymore. I mean, those are the kind of people you just completely eliminate from your life.
I did. He made a new PlayStation account and
Brooklyn!
That's a classic right there. I was close. And, Jesse, you talk better. No, that was the old Jesse. You think I should do it right now or just wait till like wait? That was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, "Or you think I should just wait 2 weeks?" And you went, "Hagen,
Hagen, I need honestly, you to just wait. I think you should just wait." Fuck you.
And I woke up the next day.
You did. Like, I thought about that the other day. Weird for you know TMI. I was standing in a urinal taking a piss, and I just thought about that. I was like, "Oh man,
Jesse's gonna be." All
he said
this.
That was his only response. This is the only response. So, Hagen, you need to wait. She'll be 18. She'll be an adult. If she's worth taking, you can do it then. Don't do it now. You're going to get yourself in a lot of
and
shit.
And then he responded, "Fuck you."
And he just went, "Jesse, fuck you."
I was hammered, too.
He was. You were bad hammered that night.
That was like that. And that was like that next day. You were like, "One day I'm going to be hammered, Hagen. You're going to be sober, and I'm going to ask you some crazy ass shit like that. And you're going to have to tell me, Jesse, just
keep me in line."
And you're going to hit me with the,
"Oh, man, I, and it's crazy. Ever since, you know, I turned 25 in December.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I turned 25. And here within the last couple of months.
Is your brain changing?
Man. Dude, I'm looking at life same. So much differently.
I swear it's a quarter-life crisis, dude. Because the same shit happened to me. It started happening like right after my birthday whenever I turned 25. I started looking at everything. I'm like, something's different.
Something's different. I've been looking at life a completely different way. I've been more calm. I've been thinking more long-term. Yeah. I've been more productive, cleaning up, taking care of the property, doing the stuff outside. You know, like I've just, and it's like I have an itch. I have an itch to be productive and take care of things.
You think
and
it's think a long term. Fully developed brain?
It would be crazy to assume that, wouldn't it?
Because ain't what it is with dudes at 25. We've our brains.
Well, your prefrontal cortex finally fully develops, and yeah. And that is the part of your brain that is all oriented towards long term thinking, survival. Productivity, you know, focus, motivation, that kind of stuff. So it's just like once that started happening, I was like, bro, like I've had a really hard time getting into the PlayStation.
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself to get on it the way that I used to because I feel like I need to be doing something that's productive.
Yeah.
Something that's useful, something that's, you know, I can look at and be proud of. That's why I've been cleaning up the property so much here recently, taking care of my work. Maintaining relationships at work, you know, like, you know, yeah. I understand who these people are now and I understand what I can and can't say.
Some dude explained it.
And I've just been more involved in my life.
Some dude explained it the other day where he was like, dude, it was this Asian dude. He was like, because he went, he said, "It's this easy. I ain't never going to get rid of my PlayStation or nothing." But he had his PS5 and he had it in his closet in a box. And he said, "Take your video games and just do it in real life and see what happens."
Yeah. If you put the amount of effort that we put into video games dude, if we put, into other yes. aspects
like
of
MW3
life.
Or Black Ops 3, Black Ops 2, dude, we could have had some crazy fucking business or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, we could have been invested in Bitcoin in 2008 and it would have been insane.
That dude, Gabe Hippo, told me about yeah. that in Mr. Dude's, well, he was a math teacher. Jack the dude, he was a like assistant football coach. It was his math class. Gabe Hippo said, "Dude, you need to buy Bitcoin." And they were like a dollar.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I've tried. I could not figure out how to fucking buy them at all.
At that time, no, you couldn't.
And I was working at Fazoli's. And I was like, dude, I'm going to take my whole paycheck and just put it all into Bitcoin and just see what happens. If I would have done that, had like 250 Bitcoins right now, I'd just be retired.
Yeah.
I would just be
It's done nuts. The things that you get to look back. Whoa. The things you get to look back at and be like, God, I wish I'd done that.
I think there's a reason for it. Hopefully it's this.
Well, I mean, it is. Here. I mean, and that's literally what you have to grow up with. You have to look at that and go, okay, these are the opportunities that I missed. And it wasn't because I was lazy or unpassionate or anything. I was just too young to understand the world.
To even know how to do it, yeah.
So now here we are. We're old enough to understand the world. We know what's going on. We understand it maybe just a little bit better than the people that were before us. You know, our parents and their parents before them. We understand what's going on. We know the way of the world. We know how these things work. We know how financial markets work. We know what's going to affect them. So now is our time to start kind of re-implementing the system and really start to, okay, this is what life is actually about. You know, the rest of this shit is just noise. It's just noise. That's all it is.
I'll tell you, I remember whenever I was younger too, I used to have like real bad anxiety about like what people thought about me. And the older I've gotten, literally at this point in my life, there's like none left of that. I'm like, literally at this point, I'm like, I straight up don't give a flying fuck what nobody thinks about me at all.
Yeah. I've noticed that as I get older, I still care about what people think about me, but that's because I prioritize flying under the radar so much.
Yeah.
I don't want my name brought up in a conversation that I'm not directly involved with.
Yeah.
So I like to just kind of fly under the radar like a stealth bomber. Just hang out. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to do it well.
Have you noticed that about our generation, too? People that are directly older than us, probably from what? You know, like having social media? Mm-hmm. People that are like 28 to, I would say, probably even 30 to plus, most of them all have like social media.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a huge draw. Because I know a lot of people that are like our age. Like me and you both, we don't have it. Like, or, and if we do,
I have X, that's it.
Yeah, but if we do, it's like not even our real name or nothing.
Yeah, no, so, I use my gamer tag.
Yeah, me too. So, people, I feel like our generation looks at social media totally different than the people older than us, and then I guess the people younger than us, but I'm not sure how they're going to turn out. But my sister don't have social media, but Snapchat, and, well, she's got a TikTok though, but.
I mean, still TikToks. TikToks.
She does have an Instagram, though, but I think all chicks have Instagrams.
I don't know. It just kind of blows me away because it's like we're in this weird spot. If you look, all the people above us.
And you know, we're in between millennial and Gen Z. Like, we could technically be either one. I always see those charts of like, we could either be Gen Z or millennial because they're always different. We're like right there. The birth of the internet was like whenever we were like 11, 12, 13 years old.
Hell, the birth of the internet was when we were born, 1999.
But like whenever it started getting real, was like iPhone 4.
Well,
and then
the modern day internet is not what it was.
No.
I mean, now it's like this toxic, manipulative
shit. I'm talking about, it used to be us literally plugging an Ethernet cord into the back of a PS3.
Yeah.
And that's like all the...
That was the most advanced I had ever been. The first time I ever connected my PlayStation to the internet, I was like, now I can play multiplayer.
Yes. I was like holy shit.
That was the most insane thing
ever. Somebody would call the house, and you'd be like, Mom, please don't answer the phone. Because it would just turn off the internet.
It would just turn the internet off, yeah.
God.
All right, we're in a really, like, you know, ice cream sandwich generation because the people above us use social media as a way to stay in contact with the people they went to school with before the internet was a thing.
And the people below us
are using it to manipulate and, well, let's be frank,
have sex.
That's just all they do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got kids that are 13, 14 years old doing consensual activities, and it's like
it's the books in the schools.
I would have had my neck slit had I gotten caught doing something like that or posting pictures of my dick to the internet at 13, 14 years old. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what's going on these days?
I tried, and my mother got pissed at me.
Like, there has to there has to be a limit to what you post to the internet, because the world can use that against you.
Yeah.
And if you want to maintain some sort of reputation or name for yourself, you just can't go too far.
We say all this, and then a year and a half from now, see it in the holler makes more controversial statements about some more bullshit.
Well, I mean, controversial.
I wouldn't look at none of that shit. I would just, we'd just be, don't, what is it? Like, don't respond to any of it. Just post another episode that just keeps going and just ignore the news.
You have to maintain your own.
Have you noticed how much like information distribution especially has been changed since we were like 16?
Independent media has absolutely made a crucial difference.
Do you remember that? Did you pay attention to the first Donald Trump election in 2015, 2016?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I kind of did. And then he won. And that was a totally different way elections are ran than they are right now, because that was like all TV, news stations, all that shit. Now, dude, the news is done. They get like no fucking viewers at all.
None.
Nobody watches it. Like, even like people will be like, "Oh, you're a Fox News person." I'm like, I don't watch any news channels at all. It's like all my shit comes from podcasts.
There are more viewers on an anime on Netflix than there are that watching the CNN.
Dude,
you know, or Fox. Like, all of that stuff has fallen off because that platform, that way of doing news.
And it's almost weird if you go back and watch it now, you're like, why are they still doing it like this?
Yeah.
Like with suits on, makeup, like, and they're
change
like
change your formula.
And then like they'll talk for like what, 4 minutes commercial about fucking
pharmaceutical advertisements. Yeah. I mean, and that may be the actual cause of the problem is the pharmaceutical ad.
They're funding them. It's like, take this, but your asshole might prolapse and
bleeding from the rectum.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. I mean, hell, that's just the way that the modern cinema, and I don't want to say think, cinema, because cinema's movies, but modern news, it's all
it's
funded.
A big show. And people think, I swear to God, that, what's it called? Where you going? People think that, like whenever they go to the doctor too, this is one thing I hate, that they have to go to the doctor if they're sick and like take the medicine the doctor gives them. I don't believe in that shit, dude.
Going to the doctor is sick care. Healthcare is taking care of yourself outside of the doctor. Taking care of yourself outside of the doctor.
How hospitals and doctors were fucking... Sorry, Jesse, his mic shit the bed.
Yeah, it did.
And then how hospitals were made like during wartime. Doctors, because they were made for like... you better throw up.
No.
Like broken legs and like stuff like that to fix. I swear all these pharmaceuticals, like the pills and stuff, you're not supposed to be taking all that shit all the time. Like
it's fabricated health. It's all it is.
And I'm telling you, our bodies are way more resilient than what the doctors are going to tell
you. Absolutely. I mean, you look at, what's his name, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And his entire family. They have like an epidemic of autoimmune diseases in their family that cause their bodies to literally eat themselves because they don't know what's bad and what's good.
Yeah.
So what did they do? They started eating nothing but red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but red meat. And it cured all of their autoimmune diseases.
Really?
They went from having this, you know, terrible disease that would literally destroy your immune system and kill your body, because they could not handle carbohydrates and sugar and all the chemicals and stuff that are in the food.
That are turning like the frogs gay.
Yeah, well, they started eating nothing but red meat, and it cured all that. And that's a huge thing, too, for your face, in your mouth, in your teeth, in your gums, and, you know, your oral health. If you eat nothing but red meat, cut down on your carbohydrates, that essentially eliminates all of the inflammation in your gums and will end almost every cavity. Everything that your body does to try and kill itself when you eat a typical American diet, if you go back to just nothing but straight meat, a little bit of fruit, and water, your body will kill all of that stuff.
Yeah, because ain't it easier to digest meat than it is like
vegetables and all that stuff? It is incredibly efficient for your body.
Because that's what your body wants.
Yes, it needs everything that's in red meat. Everything.
Yeah.
And everything that comes in eggs. And a few vegetables. I'm not going to say that all vegetables are good for you, because most of them are considered, what is it, carcinogen. Carcinogen? Is that
I don't know what that means. I just think I know the word.
Carnivorous. Carnivorous. No, carnivorous is a tree. I don't remember. Anyways. Allegedly. Some vegetables, they're actually harder on your gut biome than they are good for you. And they come with, you know, because every plant out here that grows, what is its ultimate goal?
Survival.
Survival. It's just like a pepper. A pepper produces a chemical called capsaicin that stops animals from eating it. What do we do with peppers?
Dude, it makes stuff taste better.
It makes stuff spicy. Yeah. Okay. That's the chemical in the pepper that says, I'm not supposed to be eaten.
And now we're going to grow you and harvest all your family.
Don't eat me. Meat. Water. That's all we need.
Yeah. And these people that eat like God, like donuts is literally like bread, glue.
But don't get me wrong. And I love a good donut. Sugar.
I don't eat sweets.
I love a good donut. I ain't had one and I couldn't tell you how long.
I don't eat sweets at all, dude.
But, you know, like an apple fritter? Oh my God.
That woman, Little
Debbie.
I just
had one the other day.
Dude, that woman, Little Debbie, is a demon. Demon from hell. She got those little pigtails in the box.
That reminds me of the last time that I had a cosmic brownie.
Dude, those are so good.
They are extremely delicious. But the last time that I had a cosmic brownie, I felt so sick. Just felt like my blood was just thick.
Have you tried the onion rings at Sonic?
No.
Dude, they have sugar in them. I swear to God they do. Because they taste like
in their breading. Wait. Yeah. In their breading.
They taste like a dessert whenever you eat them. I'm like, they're this
sweet.
Is disgusting.
An onion should not be sweet. But yeah, their onion rings are sweet. Yeah. That's disgusting. That's been years.
I tried them once and I was like, I can't eat these.
It's been years since I've had those. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what my weakness is. Jalapeno poppers.
Those are good as fuck.
I love fried jalapenos with some cream cheese.
Cheesy jalapeno hot dog from Circle K, dude. No, that's a great diet.
That brings up another thing. I just had some jalapeno poppers from Arby's Friday. Burnt the fuck out of my tongue.
Oh, yeah. They come out scalding freaking hot. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what restaurant you get jalapeno poppers from. They're going to come out the temperature of lava. That's just...
But they're so damn good.
I love spicy food, too. That's the thing. You remember, I'll tell you, I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat like 20 of those hot-ass buffalo wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. I always get spicy sauce.
That nuclear sauce or whatever.
I always get buffalo sauce and everything. And then like 20, 30, about a couple hours later, I'll just send Jesse a Snapchat of me on the toilet sweating with
just
my shirt
red,
off.
Just red.
I'm just sweating with my shirt off, just sitting there like, you know, it's a nasty shit whenever you get to take your shirt off because you're really struggling. Because it's burning. Yeah. It literally burns a ring. Spicy
your boxers
food.
And your shorts are 3 feet over across the bathroom. You ain't got a shirt on. You're sitting there butt-ass naked just taking, oh, shit.
Dude, spicy food will literally burn a hole. It feels like there's a ring of fire around your fucking asshole whenever you take one of those spicy-ass shits from eating spicy-ass food. I'm surprised. I bet you Chum... Or Adam, after he swallowed that entire pepper and his body digested it and then ate that other one, I bet you his shit later was fucking crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was some lasting effects from that.
Because he just straight up, he acted like it was nuts. He tried to cheat the system, dude. Remember that he swallowed the first one?
That's not hot. Yeah, it was fucking hot.
Me and you were over there literally bent over on our knees like just... Just snot, tears, your mouth was just...
And I remember your dad standing there with
salivating.
A beer in his hand just going, what are you doing?
He should have fucking ate one, dude. He would have shit his pants.
Oh, man. He still won't to this day, I bet.
He won't.
Yeah, won't touch him.
He probably seen us and he was like, oh, mark that off the list. I ain't doing that.
Not worth eating. And it's really not. I mean, hell. Ultimately, it's bad for you.
That tasted like expired
bologna.
It
probably
burned
a couple calories for us. Sitting there sweating.
Oh, yeah. Anything that can raise your internal body temperature. I mean, hell, even alcohol. It comes with calories.
That's what I'm bad about. If I could quit drinking to excess, I would be perfect.
Drinking to excess really is the problem.
For me.
Well, I mean, it's the problem for anybody that drinks.
And my whole diet, if I just quit drinking to excess, I'd be good.
I stopped drinking to excess, and it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. I still get to enjoy my beers. I still get to, you know, every one, maybe every 2 days, come home, have a couple of beers in the evening. It's fine. I'm still losing weight. I'm still working out. I'm still doing, you know, eating right. And I still get to enjoy a few of my beers. If I'm not drinking a 12-pack every evening,
yeah,
you know, I finally solved that problem. Look, anything within moderation is okay. It's just when you start sitting there and you start drinking a 12-pack.
And I always heard, it's like, because Joe Rogan always brings this up about having low T and, like, literally how to get on testosterone.
Yeah.
He's like, even if you got high testosterone technically and you're like working out and shit, if you stay up all night and drink to excess and you stay up all night and you wake up that next day and you go to the doctor, they'll be like, oh, your T levels are low. You need to be on testosterone.
Well, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
I mean, it fluctuates like crazy. But your testosterone can be high or low one day or low and high and, you know.
He was just saying, if you stay up, which I do it all the time, and I always think about that every time, like the next morning whenever I do it, I'm like, damn, dude, I worked out yesterday, and I'm probably just ruining all my gains from just drinking to excess.
Well, you start paying attention to it. You're like, bro, I notice a significant difference in the way that I feel, the way that my body feels.
Yeah, you're slut. It's hungover just being low T. I wonder if that's what it is. I mean, it's probably part of it. It's probably part of the whole thing. And your body's trying to heal from the poison.
Yeah, just a little bit of poison. That's all it is. And it is. It's poison.
Drink like 15 beers, wake up the next morning. Dude, the next piss is so yellow, and it smells so strong of ammonia.
It's damn near orange.
Yeah, and it smells so, it's like a sludge. And it smells, the ammonia smell of that piss the next day is insane, dude.
It's your body getting rid of all that shit. And the shits that follow.
Yeah.
The shits that follow. Oh, have you ever noticed that, like, you know,
they're not solid.
Heavy not a drinking, and then your stomach starts going, and then you just go.
Yeah.
It's never, of course, like you said, it's never solid.
Yeah. It's just straight diarrhea.
You always feel so much better after that's out of there. That's because your body finally processed the toxins and got rid of them.
I remember being like, way young. I was like 4 or 5 years old, probably. I think I remember this correctly because it stuck with me. I remember if we were like watching football or something, me and my dad were. I was a little like toddler or like a kid, probably 5, 6. I was laying and I put my ear on his stomach and all I heard was like, you know, it just turning. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then here I am fucking 20 years later and literally I'll be sitting there after just eating a bunch of food and then probably drinking all terrible diet, all that shit. And I'll literally hear my stomach just bloop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just digesting. Yeah.
Terrible experience. I hate those mornings because you wake up and it's just like, oh my God, I got to go to the bathroom. And you get done and it's just like, terrible experience. Terrible.
That shit I took this morning, actually. It was one of those because I stayed up with them drinking and shit over there at Courtney's.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where it was like, it wasn't a solid shit either. It wasn't even like a full shit because I don't think my stomach had much food in it or like much to get out.
Yeah.
It was one of those where it was like farts, but it was blasting out shit at the same time. You know, you know those ones where you could hear it echoing off the toilet bowl walls where it's like, poof, poof. It was like 3 splats of shit. And then I just had to flush the toilet and wipe. It was one of those.
Well, that's good stuff right there. That's real life.
Yeah.
That's real life right there. Cause
dude, I was telling my cousins the other day, they thought I was disgusting. But I was like, dude, if you don't put toilet paper down, and even if I put toilet paper down, it still somehow gets underneath the toilet seat. You know, the shit blast get underneath. It blasts so hard against the water that it just gets underneath the fucking toilet seat. And that made me think, I need to start washing my whole ass in the shower because there's probably just crusted up ass shit on my ass cheeks from the blast.
I hope that's not an admit that you don't wash your whole ass.
I didn't until recently. I think you should just watch the crack. I just let the water run down the
You can't do that, man. You gotta actually get in there and scrub that sucker.
I do now. After I fucking realized, it made me think of the blast back. I was like, oh, if it's getting underneath the toilet seat, it's probably spackling my butt cheeks too.
You've shit in a porta shitter before,
dude.
That blue ass water.
You gotta put like a whole toilet paper roll down.
That blue ass water splash up on your cheeks.
I've never.
Bro, it's there all day. You're gonna be stained blue.
Dude, I would probably pass away if I got fucking, God, that's considering. I was at work probably about a month ago. It was at a Mexican construction site. I was delivering, but they had a porta potty, so I went and take a piss, and I just went in there. Dude, that Mexican had to have had a disease because I looked down in the fucking porta shit, and there was just a pile of shit and just maggots all over it.
Oh, he's got worms. God.
Yeah, he's got like, he was worms and shit. I seen it, and I went, oh my God, dude. One of those Mexicans on this job site has fucking worms in his gut.
We're going to have to name this episode Shit Stinks or something.
Yeah, worms in the gut.
Unfamily friendly.
This is family friendly. This is real life stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, these are the conversations that the people around our neck of the woods talk about.
Shitting and farting. Man,
how dark was your shit?
One thing I've never done, I've never taken a shit outside before.
I have.
Is it solid? Because Joey Diaz always says, if you're going to take a shit outside, it's never solid.
No, that's not true. Been in the woods many a times.
Just left a log out somewhere.
Go find you a tree and just kind of set you back up on it and right there in the woods. Just depends on what you eat.
What was that one in China? Somebody had food poisoning and they shit in one of the holes in the ground. And then they turned around to throw up into the hole in the ground, you know, in China, because they're like the, you know, there's toilets or, like just holes in the ground.
No.
Yeah. Look up Chinese toilet.
The fucking outhouses.
No, look up Chinese toilet. It's a, they squat like down to, and.
They don't have toilets?
A seat. No, they don't have a seat. It's just a hole. And anyway, he went to throw up and whenever he went and threw up and looked down in there was just pigs just eating all the shit and, stuff that was down there in China, yeah. And then China's the one that uses their sewer waste as cooking oil. They process it and turn it into cooking oil. Their sewage. I'm dead serious, dude.
What the fuck? Who does that? Why would you do that? I can't say anything because I don't know where
we have chemicals in the water that are turning the frogs gay.
Turning the frogs gay.
Dude, it's probably why there's so many fucking transgender people now. I wonder if that's why.
Well, I mean,
it probably has something to do with it.
Fluoride is a neurotoxin that lowers your IQ level.
You know, there's atrazine in. Well, here's another thing. Do you know, in our water supply, people that take like antidepressants, that's why I try to never drink out of the tap. All the drugs that people take still goes back into our water supply. So, like, people that
they can't filter all of that stuff.
I know. So you're probably there's no telling what's in the water.
Thankfully, with
what is that Chinese toilet?
No, so when the cheese on the Big Mac don't melt. Out here in this far,
that's your girlfriend?
No,
out here this far into the sticks, we're actually on spring water.
It's like
our water treatment plant, Yates Springs, right here. It's a spring water treatment plant. It comes out of the ground. They clean it up, boil it, send it down the pipes.
And so it's some not, of the most goodest water ever.
Yeah, I mean, hell, my granddad, he lived in Cleveland up there in a subdivision. And they were on city water.
That water tastes different, too.
When he come down here and got
you
on the spring
water. You tried water?
Yeah.
Dude, that's just disgusting.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
he come down here and got on his spring water and got it out of his fridge when they finally built that house up there. And he said, this is some of the best water I've ever tasted. This is so clean. There's nothing in it. This is fantastic.
I've been drinking those Body Armors recently.
Body Armors? Yeah. I like Body Armors.
So like body are they armors. Like Gatorades technically too because they have all the electrolytes in them?
Yeah, it's but just an electrolyte beverage, a hydration beverage. Whatever.
But they just don't have all the sugar that Gatorade and stuff has.
There's not that many. I drink the zero sugar ones. If I'm going to drink one, I'm going to drink the zero sugar ones. I try to avoid as much sugar as I can. It's hard to do, obviously, but I try to avoid as much as I can.
Yeah, my mom always hit me with the only drink, if you're going to drink one Coke, drink one a day, no more. That's one tip I've always kept.
Bro, I haven't had a Coke in so long, I forgot the taste.
Dude, I'm a big Sprite, 7 Up.
Yeah?
Yeah, all that stuff. I like that shit.
I just can't. I can't drink it.
Dude, it tastes so good.
It makes me feel, it makes my blood feel thick. Man, I just feel nasty when I drink it. I just can't.
Sorry.
I take my weakness, though, sweet tea.
Yeah.
I fucking love sweet
tea. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Nope.
Me either. I haven't had one yet.
Never had one.
I heard if you drink beer, though, it flushes out all your stuff.
Yeah. My mother-in-law has kidney stones fairly frequently. And anytime she does, she just goes buys a 12-pack and gets a little lit and pisses the fucker right out.
Yeah.
Explodes me away.
Have you seen that picture of it looks like the dude in the urinal where it's just, it looks like it shot out? And there was just a stream of blood from it down. Yeah. That's a
problem. I probably would. I would probably die if I had a kidney stone.
I hear my cousin Brittany said it's worse than having a baby, and she said like 3. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think that I could deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I know what a good hot piss feels like, and that burns enough. I don't need something in there.
What is that from?
What, a good hot piss?
Yeah, no, like whenever you piss and it fucking hurts, like once every like 6 months.
There's more acid, more acidity. You had something in your food, your diet, something that processed out, and it was kind of hot when it come out. And that's just what it is. Because every now and again, I'll get one of them hot ones, and I'm like, God, that was hot. Why?
Yeah.
And then you don't have that again for another 6 months. Like, what did I eat? You forget by the time you do it again.
Your kidneys or something are just flushing. They're like, oh, look at all this stuff at the bottom down here. Let's go ahead and get this
out. Yeah, let's just go ahead and flush this out of there. God! Yeah, it's about the way it goes.
Eh.
What?
This damn headset.
You're over there cross-eyed. What?
This damn headset.
What about it?
Keep cutting in and out. Right here to plug.
Cutting in and out.
Let me look.
Yeah, investigate. Should be plugged in. Everything should be fine.
Yeah, everything's plugged in, but every once in a while, if I move a certain direction.
Dude, Garrett, it's because that headset's probably like $6.
Yeah. It is a rig, yeah.
I'll bring my Astros down next
That's
time.
Like the one that came with the... I'm sure that Rodecaster, all the stuff that came with it is like the cheapest stuff, I think. Well, those mics are pretty good, but I don't know. I like those mics, I guess.
I've got like a... Like in my headset right now, I've got like a buzzing noise.
Yeah. Because those
That's just that headset. Yeah. That's just the headset.
Yeah.
Once we plug these Astros in.
Dude, this was a game changer, these Astros were. We plugged these in. I was like, holy shit, you can hear this crystal clear right now.
Yeah, it's super, super clear in the actual headset.
I'll bring my Astros down next time I come down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a necessity because, I mean, it works so much better with the system.
What is in the side of this Rode mic, too? Because those mics are not as heavy as this thing.
I don't know. But, I mean, these have such a much more crisp, kind of quiet audio.
They almost got like a pop to them.
That one there is extremely sensitive.
And do you hear, like, whenever he gets too loud, I think it'll cut out.
It cuts out.
Yeah, like, if you get too loud for that microphone.
You could scream into these, I think, and they just keep fucking recording.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean,
these don't crackle the way that that one does.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? You see how that crackles?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. Just anybody that listens to this, we're just yelling in their ears.
I'm sorry in advance.
Well, I'm going to have to waterproof the seats of my Mustang, dude, for a little bit of pussy play.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
That's from that Drake album that just came out. Party Next Door says that.
I haven't listened to any Drake here of late.
Yeah. That can needs to go.
I've been listening to a lot of old school.
That's
grunge.
Like grunge. Yeah, like grunge rap mix. A lot of that shit's good.
Not even grunge rap mix. I've just been listening to like Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of that last night. Whenever
a Bullet for My Valentine.
I get hammered and just go watch like the Origins fucking intro.
You sent me that last night. I was like, just said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was sitting there, I was hammered, and I was like, dude, this video is awesome, dude. This video is fucking sick, especially if you're hammered just sitting there going, God damn, dude, this shit's sick.
Back when they actually put time into developing their cutscenes.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it was my Fox News app.
Fox News. What does Fox News say?
Fox News says plane crashes in
another one.
Where?
In Pennsylvania retirement community center's parking lot.
Another one. In Pennsylvania.
Beast.
Into a retirement home parking lot?
Retirement communities.
If I was on that flight that turned upside down, I would sue the fucking shit out of that company.
I don't know. It depends on if it get hurt or not.
Dude, it traumatized you. You could sue for it. Because, I mean, a lawyer is going to tell you could get whatever you want to out of Delta.
Yeah, but you know that's the reason why everything in this country is so expensive.
Five
right
people
now,
were aborted.
Such a sue-happy nation.
You know, he was trying to get rid of that. Trump was. He was trying to get rid of, if you don't win your lawsuit, or if it's like a frivolous lawsuit or something like that, then you can't do it.
No.
He was trying to get rid of it. I believe in that.
Insurance rates are through the roof
now. If you lose, you're forced to pay. The other person's like everything.
Yeah.
Because I think as of now, if you get sued, you're basically fucked with like all the lawyer bills and all that shit. No, even if you do end up winning the case, you're still fucked with
lawyer
bills.
You're going to go bankrupt either way because the system is just there to get every single penny out of you that they can.
Yeah.
And the fact that the American citizens are so just sue happy, you know, hey, you fart in my general direction, I'm going to sue you.
And that shit was ass for like and four fucking years.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's meant to just put you in a crutch to where you can't do anything.
And you're stressed about that shit like a lot of the time. And how does Trump just let that shit go off of him? Like, because he's always suing people or getting sued. And he's
balls
like,
off of him like
dude,
water.
He's never stressed. He must just have, see, I want to try to be like that where literally nothing affects you. And you're just like, oh, it'll be all right.
That's a serious mental game.
Dude, he is a beast with that shit.
You have to be so in tune with your own personal emotions and your own
way like setting, like, know who you are. You're like, look, it's going to be fine either way.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
You have to be so
probably
confident.
Helps to have, like, $6 billion. I wouldn't give a fuck about anything.
It does.
Of course.
I wouldn't give a shit. If I had, like, $10 million, I wouldn't give a fuck about nothing. I don't think you, Jesse, me and you probably agree on this. If me and you ended up making like $30 million a piece, I don't think anybody would ever hear from either of us again.
No.
Like just our family and friends, basically.
There's a very delicate balance. Like I said earlier, money's the root of all evil. You got enough of it, and if that's your only strive in life, you're going to turn into a pretty bad person.
If you give that shit away, it always comes back to you, too.
But it is in this modern world, if you can have enough of a delicate balance between your own sanity and enough of your own funds, you can live a life that is very quiet.
They always say, if you can walk into a restaurant and not worry about the bill, then you're basically good to go.
Yep.
So
there's a very delicate balance. If you've got enough money to do what you want to do and say what you want to say without really affecting your life and live the life that you create for yourself.
And these companies like BlackRock that are buying up all these houses and basically forcing everybody to rent. And like, I think them doing that too are driving the prices of houses up.
Oh, of course.
So, like, only they can buy it, basically. Because they get the lowest interest rates on all that shit and all that. Yeah. And they just want everybody to fucking rent.
When these low-town, you know, Smallville realtor companies catch wind there's a company out there that's got all this money in their pocket, they're going to start upping the prices on the properties because, hey.
And your regular Joe Schmo with a family.
We can sell this, make a ton of money off of it, and just let somebody rent it, and it's no longer our problem.
Dude, and your regular Joe Schmo out here is trying to find a house. And the house, on top of a house payment, car payment, insurance, after all the bills, you can hardly fucking afford Domino's. That's bullshit, dude. The one thing about... And why? Here's one thing that pisses me off about a lot of the politicians. They're like, we have to compete with China, dude. I hate to break it to y'all. Well, you can't fucking compete with slave labor that they have in China. So stop trying to fucking pay us less. All these big-ass corporations should try to pay us less to say, oh, we're trying to compete with China, the big boogeyman. You can't compete with them, dude. They're paying them, like, their people, like, what, like $60 a fucking month?
If that.
And they jump off the fucking towers at Apple.
That's why there's nets all over the building.
Yeah. You can't compete with that shit. Dude, we're Americans. We get the best shit of all time. Pay fucking people better. And, well, I know these companies are making billions of fucking dollars.
Well, I mean, the biggest problem for the United States is we don't really export much of anything. We export our opinion. We don't really have any goods.
And food. We export food.
All of our food goes mostly to our people. You know, 332 million people living in this country.
90% of China's food comes from us. By the way, that's what that dude was saying on Joe Rogan a while ago. He was like, if we don't, you remember what we did to Russia where we cut them off of everything whenever they attacked Ukraine or whatever under Joe Biden? He said if we'd done that shit to China, they would just collapse. So then that was, Steve Bannon was on Tim Dillon the other day talking about that too.
I mean, fuck, they're already on their way out.
What are we? Like, us in China, it's like almost a, we basically live off of each other. Like, they give us all their bullshit.
Most of our goods are manufactured in China.
And then we give them
food. And if
what
you're saying is true, then we are feeding them while they are feeding us. Because in the United States, we have a very materialistic
point. And didn't Trump just do some good thing, too, with Taiwan about the chips? He's moving one of their factories here to America.
Oh, I have no idea. I know that's his ultimate goal for all companies that are based in the U.S. He wants all of us to manufacture here. If we're going to do any business here that's an American goods, we need to import the materials here, build it here, pay the workers what they need to be paid, pay the companies, lower the taxes and the restrictions that are here to manufacture goods in America, and make manufacturing across the seas extremely, extremely expensive.
Like tariffs? Yeah.
Tariffs.
Yeah.
Up the taxes on importing goods. Lower the taxes on making goods in the country. That's his ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Because it would be much cheaper to make stuff here than it would be after the tariffs are implemented to ship it in.
Yeah.
That's his goal.
That makes sense to me. I was just talking about the chips because what they were saying on the Tim Dillon show the other day, that dude Steve Bannon's really looking into it. It's like we can't do it. Japan can't do it. It's like they have it down. He called it like it's like almost an art and craftsmanship making those like little like chips for the computers.
Have you ever seen one of those little 3D things that zooms in on a microchip?
Yeah,
it looks like a fucking city down there on this thing that's like,
and they said Taiwan
10 nanometers wide
is like the only place in the world that can do it that well and like that mass produced. Yeah. But he's moving one of those here, so we should be good. Those people getting paid will know. The car market's also fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah.
$150,000 for a fucking F-150.
Well, I mean, the United States right now is expecting everybody to buy a new car every 2 years.
Dude, that's
not possible. That's the average rate. Well, I mean, hell.
And isn't California doing the stupid-ass shit of, like, you have to have an electric car by 2030, and then their electric power grid isn't even
ready for it? Yeah, they
don't
have the grid to support it at all.
What a bunch of idiots. Yeah. And you're going to have trucking companies that are like, we just won't fucking deliver to you then. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You know. FedEx might just say, "Fuck y'all, dude. We got to run this shit on gas."
If you're going to mandate a shit on electric vehicles, you need to have a grid that's going to be able to withstand it. And the entire nation, not just California, the entire nation is not capable of supporting
driving
an electric vehicle.
It's not even close, dude. We're not even close to that.
We have one of the most rudimentary, old school power systems on this planet. We still have exposed lines. Look at the power lines every time you ride down the road.
Dude, there's no way. And I'm talking about like truck drivers, too. That shit would shut down the country if you tried to shut down all the trucks and shit. Right. The country stops as soon as the trucks stop rolling.
Well, I mean, you've seen that thing that happened in Canada.
Dude, they shut that city down, dude.
If you stop the truck drivers.
The truck drivers have the power to just go, you know what? We're just going to turn your city off. How about that?
Everything stops. If you dick with the truck drivers, everything stops.
Dude, I love them. I'm part of their team, dude. I'm sitting there
You're much more of a part of the team than I am, of course.
I'm sitting there going, dude.
I just do HPAC.
How about we just shut your shit down?
Yeah. I mean, imagine FedEx. Yeah, stops.
It just says, fuck you, we're done.
Stops.
Dude, that would crush
the economy. It would be a massive... Nobody's getting their parts. Nobody's getting their pieces. Nobody's getting their, you know...
Like that thing never comes in. This never comes in.
It would stop.
All that shit, yeah. All the food in the stores disappear. And those are the big trucks. And like, you know, the big refrigerated ones.
Yeah.
All the food is gone.
You stop the truck drivers. You stop everything.
Yeah. That's all.
You hit a substation sitting in the middle of a field somewhere, you stop everything. Yeah. We are so incredibly vulnerable as a country, it's not even funny.
And they were talking about, what are they called? The quantum computers are going to be able to break any encryption within a snap of a finger.
Yeah. Anything that you have on your phone or your bank account.
I'm talking about like another country could create a quantum computer.
We already have quantum computers.
But I'm saying they're going to get powerful enough to where they can break it like an encryption for a password. Even if it's like backdoored like a million times the password, it don't matter.
Right now, only the governments are in control and have quantum computers. Once they become available for civilian... I thought
Google had one.
Once they become available for civilian use, not company use, because they still have their rights and regulations to the equipment that they own. But once it becomes available to civilian use, and these motherfuckers out here that hack for a living, you know, black hats.
I watched a video on this, which is why substations never get shut down. And you know, TVA, where you're working, they have a computer or computers that run their whole system that have never touched the internet. It's only for like running the power and the substations and stuff.
Yep. I just put air conditioning in a skiff area.
Which is why they can't get hacked. Like even if you put like a USB in it or something and like tried to hack it or something, it wouldn't do anything.
I just put air conditioning in an area up in the Meigs County facility that was... They have 20,000-pound vault doors locking down this area. It's a skiff. Security.
There's armed guards confined. And shit at TVA, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have armed guards. And this little area is EMP-proof, bomb-proof, whatever. Got these big, massive 20,000-pound doors that you have to... and open. That computer in there has never been connected to the internet.
Yeah.
That is only for our electrical grid.
You should have sprinted over to it and just smashed it, dude, with a damn tool.
Well, all I did
was. Is that terrorism if you do that to the computer?
Yeah.
They'd be like, because it's a nuclear facility.
Yeah. God. Yeah, everything up there in that facility has been locked down, something crazy.
This one dude that worked for NABCO, he had a felony, and they're retarded ass forgot that he had a criminal background. And they sent his ass down to with another dude with down to TVA because they just forgot that he had a criminal background, and they fucking surrounded that play. He was like, "Oh shit! All I got was a DUI." He said they surrounded his ass, kicked him off the fucking property, about got arrested again because you're not supposed to be on that property, you know, without having like passing a background check and shit. Do they background check you and shit? Probably for TVA. Well, I think that's probably for like the plant. Yeah, like big that actually does the nuclear production shit.
Facilities where they actually produce the electricity. I would assume that they. Like I'm
he was at Sequoia's the nuclear plant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they were at, and they said they surrounded his ass and was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "I just got a DUI. They sent me over here." He's like, "I didn't know you needed to pass a background check and all that shit."
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what blows me away is I started working on this HVAC at downtown TVA and Meigs County and all this stuff, and I've heard that it's always, you got to pass all these tests and all that. Well, yeah, they ran my fingerprints. They have my fingerprints. They know that the Georgia Bureau of Investigations has my name on file for my concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They never drug tested me. They never ran a background check. They never did any of that.
They probably would if they sent you to like Sequoia. They'd be like,
yeah, if they sent me over there to the dam,
it's probably
they probably would.
To like process you through the whole shit.
You got to go through the entire system.
Yeah.
To make sure. Just doing their HVAC, I don't really think they care. Yeah. As long as I'm not in one of their top secret, whatever facilities.
Yeah.
Which has been nice, I mean, working in downtown and PSOC, it was really easy. They ran my fingerprints, made sure I had access to the building so I can scan my key card and do all that stuff and get through the doors.
And you're just like basically HVAC maintenance over there, right?
Yeah, when the time comes, when it arises, I just replace an entire underfloor system up here at the Meigs County.
Do you get to just go over there and chill if like everything's up and running good?
If everything's up and running and I'm supposed to be up there working, I work in different places. It's not just TVA, so I work at schools and we're working at Cleveland City Hall here pretty soon.
You were in that ceiling there for about a month and a half, right?
Yeah,
So and then you were on that weird schedule there for a minute, right? I've worked 4 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, it was about 3 o'clock to 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Second shift. How did you like that?
That was working at a school. You know, I mean, it's nice to do that. You know, every now and again. I don't like it because it really throws the routine off here in the house.
Yeah.
But ultimately, when it boils down to it, oh hey, we got to work second shift for a little while. All right, I'll take it. I can enjoy getting off work at 11, 12 o'clock at night.
I've only done third twice in my life.
No?
Yeah. The one was the airport because they shut it down.
Yeah.
That was only working basically for a construction company.
See, we work at the airport during the day.
Yeah.
Up on the roof.
We had to replace all the lights on the runway and shit, though. So,
yeah.
They shut down the airport all night. We were out there fast as you fucking can, getting all the shit done. And then the other one was McKee, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mm. Shut down. Off every Saturday, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's a Seventh-day Adventist company.
Yeah.
Half day on Saturday, you are not allowed to be on site at all.
Oh, what is it? Friday? So, like, they can't work late Friday either.
Half day on Friday, they can't. I'm sorry. I got that mixed up.
Yeah, and then so... But they can go into work Saturday sundown, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. That's what they were talking about. Yeah. So Saturday night, like 6 p.m. after sun's down, you could go in there and start working.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad the time change, dude. I love whenever the sun's out to like 9 o'clock at night.
Man, I woke up this morning and I thought...
It's darkness. Yeah. Yeah, you were sitting here like, what time is it?
Yeah. I looked at
my
phone.
Did you forget about the time change?
Well, it said 7 o'clock on my phone and I went in there to the bedroom and it said 6 o'clock on my alarm clock. And I went, what the fuck? I completely forgot the time change was today. Completely forgot.
I did too. And I was like basically an hour late to work.
Yeah.
I needed that though. Because I woke up and it was just dark outside. I went, oh shit, that's today.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd even looked at it 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, oh yeah, the time change.
I got a text from my boss that was even like in our group chat that was like, don't forget to change your clocks tonight. I did not do it.
I didn't. But I don't have to work on Sundays.
Being off Monday.
Fuck FedEx.
Fuck FedEx, dude. Give me a damn raise. Oh, I battled them about changing companies and shit, dude, and they begged me to stay, dude. Begged me to stay, and they're changing my route to where it's smaller.
Film my podcast right now, what's up?
What? Yeah.
No.
So that's what they're doing. And then Michelle puts in... She's an older one. She's like 52. We get furniture and shit all the time, like shit like this. She's like, I just can't do it no more. You know what I'm saying? Because she's like 51, 52.
Yeah.
And she just went and got a job at McKee working third shift where she's just sitting on her ass, what is it? She said it was something about moving one thing, like by the ovens, moving one thing to the other.
Production, probably.
Yeah. Doing something like that. I don't blame her.
My dad worked third shift for years. Years.
Dude, he's like the head dude over there now, though, ain't he?
Yeah.
The head of
he's
maintenance.
HVAC and plumbing supervisor.
Plumbing, too. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah, he got everything.
I remember that day that train crashed. I sent you that video, and you said, dude, they're sending my dad all kinds of shit over here. Like, what the fuck is going on? What do we do?
Make sure that's not affecting the facilities.
Yeah. Dude, it affected us horribly. Dude, that train sat there for like 4 weeks, too, off the rails.
Oh, yeah, it was a mess. God, it was a mess.
That video of that dude. And, because they'd been trying to build Appison Pike. The whole time I've worked over there in Udevall, probably almost 4 years now, they've been building that from McKee, the Appison Pike stretch, for the past, probably longer than I've fucking worked there.
Well, it's done now.
No, it's not, dude. It's still a one lane, all the way down.
Well,
back
yeah,
to McKee.
Yeah. The road construction is still
They're
there.
Building a 7 lane fucking thing to connect to Appison Pike, a bridge. Over the top. They've been building it for years, dude. It goes from Appison. It's going to connect McKee to Appison Pike, like over, right next to the train tracks.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they've been building that shit forever. But anyway, that was that dude carrying one of those gigantic concrete blocks for it. That was like, as long as this fucking house. Like the trailer, what was it? He just had like 2 wheels strapped to the back because it wouldn't fit on nothing else.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there in the middle of the thing. Derails the fucking train and all that shit.
God. What a mess.
That was back whenever those trains were derailing like every 6 months. Kind of like how these plane crashes are happening all the fucking time right now. It's like they just try to do something like weird like that every so often.
I don't know. The moment that Trump was elected, we started getting all these plane crashes, and then they started blaming the DEI stuff. Like, he's stopping the DEI hirings and all that, and now we're getting these pilots that aren't qualified, and now we're starting to have plane crashes, and it's like, nah, dude, that's just some bullshit.
I think it's just these, I don't know what it is.
My mom just texted me, "It's y'all's podcast, not live? ?"
No, yeah.
Seriously?
No, it's not live.
Oh, does she listen to every single one of them?
I don't know. She probably shouldn't.
I know. <yeah. laughs> Melissa, don't worry. I'm waiting until she's 18. So don't call the police.
Oh! I love you, Mom. Don't.
Love you, too.
Hagen's a wild animal. I'm saying no, it's not live, but we did just put the fact that you texted in the podcast.
Shout out, Melissa. We're in an hour 35 if you're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, that was quick.
Yep. You got any more points you want to get to?
Nah, I'm good. I'm just here hanging out, bro. If we're going to end it, we're going to end it.
Beasting.
Yee!